Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The state of Nevada wants to be number one. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The YMCA wants to help pent-up pandemic kids. Jim Berg has more.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice, for the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible, for the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications, and for those employees of Turner Broadcasting whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the Cable News Network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Always love to hear from you, by the way, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. That's the email address as well. Your opinion does really matter, and always look forward to hearing from you. Reggie Littlejohn, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, is with us right now. She happens to be a China expert, and the timing could not be better to have her here because China is coming to the forefront. And I think the not only here in America, but maybe around the world, there might be an ounce of courage that's rising up to look at what China has been doing, what they have unleashed on the world, and how their ambitions are impacting, I would say, you know, the world for that matter. Reggie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, before we talk about China relaxing its family planning policy, I don't know about you, but I think it's quite interesting that it seems like the American media now is willing to be more forthright and honest about what China has done to this country.
Well, yes, it is very interesting because I think what you might be referring to is the unleashing of the coronavirus on the world. And so in the past, the media has been very resistant to the idea that this was created in a lab, and now all of a sudden they are coming forth and saying, hey, you know what, there's some credible evidence that this was created in a lab and that it was a bioweapon. And another thing that they are being more forthright about is the fact that the Chinese Communist Party knew way before they told the world that there was human-to-human transmission. They actually lied to the WHO and to the world about human-to-human transmission. They stopped internal flights within China, meanwhile encouraging flights to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Thus, it can be argued, deliberately infecting the world.
It was like they sent out human missiles that were infected after the Chinese New Year. And, of course, when you follow how that population was sent out from China, you see the infected areas, you know, starting in Europe and how it migrated into the East, into New York eventually. And, you know, so to me, it's, you know, you don't have to take a genius to, you know, follow the infection here, do you?
No. And they need to be held accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the loss of life, the economic loss, I mean, I have a family member who was building her business. She dedicated her life to it. It was just taking off, and it was in the hotel business, and then mm-hmm. everything just crashed, and she lost everything. She had to move to another country to stop being in a homeless shelter, her and her family. That's just mm-hmm. one of, I don't know how many millions of casualties of small businesses that have gone belly up because of the lockdowns. To say nothing of the loss of life because of the virus.
I was going
to
say, so much loss of life. And for China
to be treated with impunity here, you know, and like you said, even just a rough overview of the evidence is quite revealing. And I don't know if there will ever be an international court that comes to weigh in on this, but it ought to. Otherwise, if something doesn't happen like this, you're going to have a nation, some other country, that is going to go after China in a very dangerous sort of way, and it will be outside of the idea of law and order.
Well, there is something that we can do, and I have been one of the initiators of a movement to move or boycott the Olympics that are going to be
yes.
in Beijing in 2022. Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind this is not only has China unleashed the coronavirus, to say nothing of fentanyl, to say nothing of countless billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in intellectual property theft, which qualifies them as a transnational criminal organization. And that's something we can talk about at another time. But they have also been committing genocide against their own people. So
exactly.
The province in China called Xinjiang, where they have been systematically forcibly aborting, forcibly sterilizing, putting people in concentration camps, and forced labor. So Secretary of State Pompeo designated that as genocide on his last day in office, and new Secretary of State Blinken has confirmed that. Now, the important thing is we are signatories of the Genocide Convention. And under the Genocide Convention of 1948, we are required to prevent and punish genocide. And one thing, the least we can do, the least that the world can do, is move the Olympics from Beijing, or if the International Olympics Committee won't move it, to boycott.
Yes. Well, you know, there's an easy way and there's a hard way. And there's no doubt. I mean, China's tentacles are driven deep in nations around the world, and they're going to see this as a painful decision for them to come against China, even though they know in their conscience they should do this. You know, you're talking earlier about the Uyghurs, what they've done to the Uyghurs, and it's far more, you know, the human abuses that they have rendered on the Uyghurs alone is just disgusting, not to mention their own people as well, and reports that we're getting from mainland China. But still, I mean, even they are, they're harvesting organs from the Uyghurs as well. I mean, the trafficking, human trafficking that's taking place there. I mean, the debasement of humanity. I mean, the extremity of, like you say, of genocide. And the way they're looking down on, you know, human beings is an anathema to what we've learned from, you know, a previous experience, and what I thought we experienced enough of that after World War II. But here we are allowing China to get away with this. And then, of course, the cherry on top is this China virus that was unleashed. Now, I thought it was quite interesting. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the mainstream media is now admitting that they overlooked this. They didn't take it as credible, and they blame it. This is so disgusting. This drives me nuts here, Reggie. They blame it on Trump. They said, we didn't believe it because it came from Trump and it came from his administration. This is Jonathan Carl from ABC News. Washington Court. I mean, ABC News. I mean, what are the stellar supposed, you know, news institutions? And here they are. I mean, they're derelict of duty, and they just did not. They chose not to report on it because it came out of the Trump administration.
Well, that's right, and that just shows the corruption in many ways of the mainstream media. That because someone said something that they don't like, so they don't like Trump, and he said something which happens to be true, and not only is it true, but it's incredibly important because it puts the United States national security at risk. Instead of saying, well, you know, he said it, we don't like him, but we need to get to the truth here, they said, well, he said it, so it can't be true, so we're not even going to investigate. And that is irresponsible.
Right. Oh, it is. And that's like hydroxychloroquine. He comes out and says, hey, look, at this has promise. Maybe we should look into it. We have anecdotal and evidence here that this is helping people survive COVID. Well, because he said it, no, it lacks credibility, and they discounted it altogether. We've got more from Reggie Littlejohn on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Well, our conversation with the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Reggie Littlejohn, continues. Reggie, I'll tell you, I don't know what the international community, how they're going to respond and how they're handling all this information that's now coming out that's been held back, and this is one thing we can be thankful about, and that is the truth always finds a way to come out if given an opportunity. I mean, the mainstream media, social media, you know, just as I reported, ABC, did everything they could to ignore and block the truth. But it's now starting to come out, and it's clear that this is a China virus, that it came out of Wuhan, that Dr. Fauci was part and parcel. We've been reporting on this. He had his staff and money that he invested, which, you know, Barack Obama, the president of the time, said, no, do not do it. But he went ahead and did it anyway and invested, I think, something a little over $3 million to help build out the Wuhan lab. And he had staff there, and the staff came back after, I think it was about 18 months that they were there, and they reported. They said, these guys are reckless. There's going to be a mistake coming out of this lab. And so then when this happens, where's Fauci? He's quiet. He says nothing. And now he's trying to find some sort of soft kind of, you know, verbal engineering to, you know, kind of make it not look so bad and so culpable. But obviously he is culpable. I mean, he's supposedly the lead scientist in our country who has allowed our country to be subjected to this virus.
Well, I saw a recent questioning of Dr. Fauci before, I think it was the Senate.
And yeah, the Senate, Rand Paul. Rand Paul, yeah.
Yeah, was really hammering him and really caught him because he was saying, you were giving money, you were not supposed to be giving money, and Fauci was saying, well, we gave money for permissible purposes, and we gave it for permissible research. And he said, well, did you check up and make sure that that's what they were doing? It's like, no, we trust them. They said, so you actually don't know whether they were doing impermissible research to build, you know, gain-of-function research to build bioweapons. You have no way of knowing that because you didn't check. And he's like, well, I mean, we just trust our partners. Yeah. And, you know, that kind of trust placed in, you know, in a lab in China is completely misplaced. There is no reason. The Chinese Communist Party over and over and over and over again has shown themselves to break promises and to
right.
lie. So why would anybody in their right mind trust them?
Exactly. Why would you believe them any more than the WHO or the Imperial College with their incredible models that came out? And this was the same group that gave us the models for climate change and global warming and how the world was going to be destroyed by now. But yet they live another day and they're given credibility. And the powers to be, particularly the Democratic Party, use that information. And Dr. Fauci used that information to scare the holy what have you out of the people.
Yeah, we need to stop being driven by fear and start being driven by science and just reality. So I completely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But science is only part of it. It's only part of the equation because science really isn't, you know, a specific art. It is a process. It's a constant search and a question and answering, and you're trying to figure it out. But it's not necessarily empirical. It doesn't become empirical until it gets to that point, like the law of gravity. It becomes a proven law. Meanwhile, you're constantly asking questions and you're looking for a better way. But getting back to this gain of function issue, to me, this is verbal gymnastics. Because this is nothing different than biological warfare. They just put it under a new title, so now it sounds a little sexy and maybe a little bit more acceptable, gain of function. But like you said, the whole idea of gain of function is to empower and weaponize a virus. That's biological warfare, which has been outlawed since, what, 1948 by the international community?
Right. That's the thing that the Chinese do. Is they will change the meanings of words. So gain of function sounds like something that's positive, like you can regain some kind of a function that you've lost. And but what it is a mask for the developing of biological weapons, which are illegal. And it's another reason that we should boycott the Olympics.
Exactly.
You know, they're doing
things. At the least of it. We should boycott the Olympics.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I personally think that China should be declared to be a transnational criminal organization or a pariah state, and that we should break off economic and diplomatic ties with them.
I mean, this idea that if we made nice with them, we gave them intellectual property, we helped them come into the fold, that somehow they would, they would be nice and be a positive contributor, you know, to the world at large. That has not proven out. Look at what's happened in, 50, 60 years of investment in China. Now, it's clear what they want to do is they want to be the reigning power. But the fact of the matter is that what are they going to do? They're still an anathema with the globalists, because the globalists are going to a one nation philosophy and government rule. And it's not going to be the Chinese, the communist Chinese on top. You know, so at some point there is going to be that critical crossroads that China comes in contact with the global forces. And we're going to see how that plays out. I don't see them, even with all the power of the globalists, I don't see the communist Chinese being the last man standing.
Well, this is the thing, is that it seems that the globalists and the Chinese both see America as being somebody who's standing in their way. So I think that they will join forces, you know, to try, you know.
I don't see them join forces, because China wants to be number one. They're not going to go with a globalist ideology, or, you know, they're not going to bow a knee to the globalists. They want the globalists to bow a knee to communist China.
Absolutely. So they both want each other to bow the knee. So
and both of them right now, America's in their crosshairs. So anything that gets America out of the way, because we are the linchpin. There's no doubt about it. The world without America you don't even want to live in that world.
Right. But what you said before about how we were saying that China, you know, if we're nice to China, maybe they'll improve. I mean, that has been a complete disaster. That's called appeasement diplomacy.
Exactly.
And what China does with appeasement diplomacy is just whatever you do to appease them, they'll grab it and then demand the next thing. And it does not work. And even Nancy Pelosi, she testified. She took the very unusual step of testifying as Speaker of the House in this Olympics committee, has said, look, I have come to realize you can't trust China. You can't just think that being nice to them is going to make them see the light and become more like us. Because what they've done is they've given the money and the intellectual property and the World Trade Organization status, all of that, and used it to basically do everything they can to beat up on the United States and the entire world.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. World trade status should be taken away. I agree with you, along with boycotting. We've got about a minute and a half left, and the main topic that we were supposed to talk about was China supposedly officially relaxing its family planning policy. What's going on with that?
Okay, so China has moved from a two-child policy to a three-child policy. The new rule is that all couples are allowed to have three children. So that's very similar to the previous policy, all couples are allowed to have two children. Under the two-child policy, China was forcibly aborting 8 million babies a year.
Wow.
That were for people who are outside the policy. So that would be unmarried women. It's only for couples that you can have three children. And then they were forcibly aborting third children. Now they're going to be forcibly aborting fourth children. So the message I want to get out is forced abortion will continue under the three-child policy, and China needs to just get out of the business of coercive family planning altogether.
Wow, that's incredible to think 8 million. I had not heard that number before, Reggie, and I'm glad that you brought that up. 8 million children being aborted every year in China. Wow.
It's more like 20 million are being aborted, but it's 8 million, quote-unquote, extra births.
Wow.
China has an
Reggie Littlejohn, thank you.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program. program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Samuel Mitchum Jr. Was born in Merrouge, Louisiana, educated at Northeast Louisiana University, North Carolina State University, and the University of Tennessee, where he received his doctorate. He's a retired professor, taught geography and military history at Henderson State University, Georgia Southern University, and the University of Tennessee. He has written so many books on World War II, so many that you know about. And he's been on this show many times to discuss. His latest book is called The Retribution Conspiracy, which gets a little bit away from World War II. We're actually going to go post-Civil War. And this is The Rise of the Confederate Secret Service. May sound like a little bit of a deep state conspiracy here, but it's The Rise of the Confederate Secret Service, a novel alternative history of the Lincoln assassination plot. Dr. Samuel Mitchum, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Been looking forward to our conversation here about your new book, this alternate history of the Lincoln assassination plot. How did this, come across your understanding?
Well, there were a number of clues. Of course, I studied the Civil War, mm-hmm. and some facts simply couldn't be connected. John Wilkes Booth, for example, we know he was paid $1,500 by the Confederate Secret Service, and that's $40,000 in today's money. Mm-hmm. He also got another payment for $300 and another one for $200 after that, which would be about $10,000 in today's money. So he was definitely being paid by the Secret Service. John Surratt, the number two man in the conspiracy, was a courier to the Confederate Secret Service for 3 years. And Lewis Powell was with Mosby's Rangers, he was sent to Washington and made contact with Booth. Obviously, he was ordered to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and Mary Surratt, she ran a safe house and a boarding house for the Confederate Secret Service as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us some more about the Confederate Secret Service? I know for our audience, this might be the first time that they have heard of such a thing, that the Confederate Army had its own Secret Service.
They did. As a matter of fact, they had two. One was the War Department Secret Service. The other was a State Department Secret Service. Told about 1,200 people. Most of them were highly educated. Most of them spoke more than one language. Most of them had money. And they didn't mind using it for the cause. It went a lot deeper than I certainly realized when I started researching this. But at various times, they pop up. I did a book on the Red River Campaign. There was a man named John Stevenson. He was a director of the Louisiana State Bank, which was behind Union Lines. He got a permit to trade cotton from the Confederate Trans-Mississippi Department's Cotton Bureau to Europe, going through Union Lines. And it was signed by Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
And, cotton, they called it white gold. The price went 6 cents a pound to a dollar, 9 cents a pound during the war. And he got permission to trade 19,000 bales at 400 pounds a bale. Convert that to modern money, it's $181 million.
Wow.
And it turns out Stevenson was a captain in the Confederate Secret Service. He never made a penny off the deal. The money went directly into European accounts, Confederate Treasury, and they bought munitions and cannons and infield rifles, put them on British ships. Of course, the Yankees couldn't touch those. Went to Mexico, transported them to Texas and Louisiana to use against Northern soldiers. These people were pretty slick.
Yeah, that's amazing. But, there's probably so many stories like this, Samuel, as you break them down, as you've investigated, that you just go, how could this happen, that the President of the United States would authorize a fund, an avenue, a profit center that would go against his own interests?
Well, the details of this particular transaction, like most Confederate Secret Service transactions, are missing, which was frustrating to me as a history professor until I thought about it. But, if a historian can trace the activities of a Secret Service over 150 years after it ceases to exist, you don't have to ask, was that Secret Service any good or not? You know it wasn't worth a hoot.
Right.
And these people were very good at covering their tracks.
Yeah. Maybe not worth a hoot, but at the time they were pretty effective. I mean, to be able to do something like this and to I'm sure for the armies in the North, they're wondering, where the heck are all these munitions coming from?
They did. The North never had a similar organization. Early in the war, they hired a private detective agency to determine how big the Confederate Army was, what their plans were, and so forth. And they estimated it was about four times as large as it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
It took the North a long time to catch up. And I think part of that was they thought the war would be easy. Lincoln thought it'd be over 90 days. Of course, it took 4 years.
Right.
The Rose Greenough was probably the most effective spy and agent of the war. She was a member of the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm. This is the gal that you have pictured on the cover of the book, right?
No, that.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, that's Hetty Carey. I'll tell you about her another time. But,
okay.
anyway, Rose was very effective. She was a Washington socialite. She was being courted by the head of the Senate Military Affairs Committee and another member of the committee. And she got the entire Union battle plan and sent it to Jefferson Davis. And Davis later said that Rose Greenhow won the battle of the First Bull Run for the Confederacy because the Yankees advanced on Manassas and they expected to meet a Confederate army. But they met two of them because the Confederates knew what the Yankees were going to do. They moved the troops from the Shenandoah Valley, reinforced Beauregard at Bull Run. Mm-hmm. And had the Confederates pursued the Yankees after the victory at Bull Run, it's conceivable they would have won the war. Rose was later killed on a mission for the Secret Service in 1864.
So she was an operative of the Confederate Secret Service.
Oh, yes, definitely. They were pretty good, and they were also connected to Union Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. Stanton dabbled in the world of espionage, and he lusted for power. That was his main goal in life. Mm. And he did nothing to protect Abraham Lincoln on the night of his assassination, even though Lincoln had requested it. And there are some very suspicious things that went on there. For example, when Lincoln killed Secretary of State, Seward was seriously wounded that same night. Mm-hmm. And Stanton ordered the arrest of John Surratt within 2 hours after Lincoln was shot. Now, that brings up the question, how did he know who John Surratt was?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into more details as he breaks this down. His new book, Retribution Conspiracy, The Rise of the Confederate Secret Service. Dr. Samuel Mitchum is with us, and we've got more details after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're taking a look at a novel alternative history of the Lincoln assassination plot. It's a novel, okay, so not necessarily everything fact-based, but it's interesting. It makes for, you know, some, you know, intellectual conversation about the retribution conspiracy, the rise of the Confederate Secret Service. I guess, Samuel, the reason it has to be a novel is because we don't have all the facts, do we?
Well, I could have written this as trade nonfiction, but I would have had to use too many words like apparently, obviously, it seems, it appears, and I didn't want to do that. And I'd say 85% of this is accurate, and it'll make the reader think. You know, for example, how did John Wilkes Booth, an actor known for his Southern sympathies, get within 4 feet of the President of the United States and nobody tried to stop him or even checked his credentials?
Right.
And the fact he was armed with a single-shot Derringer, 44, and a knife, that was all the weapons he had. And this is pretty good prima facie evidence that he didn't expect any opposition, and he didn't get any, even though Lincoln tried to get some. Lincoln was, it's kind of ironic, he had a blind spot concerning his own personal security. He didn't think anybody would even attempt to assassinate him. He couldn't believe that anybody, as he said, would harm me. Until the last week of his life, and he had a dream that he'd been assassinated. Now, Lincoln believed that angels communicate to humans via dreams. So this shook him up, and he went to Edmund Stanton on the last day of his life and asked that a particular major, Thomas Eckert, be assigned to him that night at Ford's Theater as bodyguard. Now, Eckert was a big man and fiercely loyal to Lincoln. Lincoln once saw him break 5 iron bars over his arm, one after another. If he had been on duty, there's no way John Wilkes Booth could have gotten to him.
Right.
But Stan refused to give it to him. He said that he had important work record to do that night. But Eckert was afraid to Buck Stanton, and he said, "No, Mr. President, I can't go. I've got important work." Of course, he had no idea what that work was. And 15 minutes.
Did we ever find out? Did we ever find out what that work was?
There was no work. 15 minutes after Lincoln left, Stanton told Eckert, "I have nothing further for you to do. I won't need you again till tomorrow." And then later, when Congress investigated the assassination, Stanton lied and said last time he saw Lincoln was April 12th, but he definitely saw him on the 14th. And he lied to the press, too. He also helped persuade Ulysses S. Grant to go to New Jersey. Grant was supposed to be at Ford's Theater with Lincoln. And Grant was more security conscious. He carried a bodyguard of several tough Union soldiers. Mm-hmm. And Grant had been there with his bodyguard. There's no way that Booth could have gotten to Lincoln.
But this always seems to be an inside job, no matter what. I mean, to hear you describe some of the, you know, some of the events and how they came about and key players missing. Gosh, it almost sounds a bit like JFK's assassination. I know it may be a little bit of a leap, but I'm just saying there seems like some similarities here.
I think you're right. And you had also asked yourself, you know, it was public knowledge that Grant was going to be with Lincoln. He only canceled the very day of the assassination. How did John Wilkes Booth know Grant wasn't going to be there? Because that wasn't made as a public announcement.
Exactly.
In fact, Lincoln was quite upset about it. He didn't want to go to Ford's Theater, but he thought it would look bad if he didn't, so he went. And I guess the politician in him got him killed in that case.
Right. And whose job was it to protect the president that night?
That was assigned to John Parker, and he was a Washington policeman, a notoriously unreliable man, a drunkard and a whoremonger.
Okay.
His favorite hobby was to arrest prostitutes, and so he would have them jailed if they didn't go to bed with him. But if they did, he'd let them go, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
He was an alcoholic, and he had been drafted several weeks before, but somebody at the War Department squashed his draft notice. And after the assassination, they arrested 2,000 people in connection with it. Some of them, obviously, just very flimsy reasons. They arrested the entire cast of Our American Cousin, the play that Lincoln watched that night.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not arrest Parker. And the chief of police, the Washington superintendent of police, started an investigation against Parker. And it was squashed by Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. Parker was supposed to be outside Lincoln's box guarding him, but he decided to go to the bar and have a drink. Well, was he bribed, and why did Stanton cover for him?
Exactly.
Later, Parker was one of those who disappeared. Another man, very interesting, you may not have heard of, Brigadier General Lawrence Baker. He was head of the National Defense Police, the detectives. And he later said that he was convinced Stanton was involved. And he was then shot at twice. He was stabbed later. They attempted to abduct him. Four men. They got in a fight. He got beat up, but he managed to avoid being taken for a one-way ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then later died mysteriously. The cause of death was listed as meningitis. Now, in those days, to die of that, they put you in a sealed coffin and buried you right then because mm-hmm. there was no other... Yeah, there was no remedy for it in those days. His family finally got him exhumed and had an autopsy performed on his body. And the actual cause of death was arsenic poisoning. Obviously, he was murdered.
Yes.
Murdering who had the vested interests. And I think, and this is where it came down in my novel,
mm-hmm.
there was a 19-year-old prostitute named Ella Starr, beautiful, vivacious, very personable, madly in love with John Wilkes Booth. And I suspect she bribed Parker using Secret Service funds to be absent from his post. Parker was never investigated. And after the assassination, Ella Starr disappeared. John Wilkes Booth's diary was given to Secretary of State Stanton. And it was given to him by General Baker. He said it was fully intact, but when some congressmen looked at it, 18 pages were missing. And
fast forward to the Nixon tapes. Interesting, 18, something about 18, right?
Yeah, 18 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, Stanton said they were missing when he got it, but General Baker said, no, they weren't. And, of course, then Baker was murdered, and the diary was returned to Stanton, and it disappeared. We still don't know what happened to it. Like I say, there were too many dots that weren't mm-hmm. connected.
And where does Stanton stand in all this? I mean, was there anything revealed about Stanton that he seemed to be the conductor of this?
Well, he was pretty good at covering his tracks, too. Mm-hmm. People tended to disappear, evidence disappeared, and he was controlling the investigation into the assassination. Of course, he died in 1869, 4 days after he was confirmed as an associate justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. That was his life's ambition.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure he covered his trail very well. He was good at that.
Yeah, he must have been. I mean, to be able to survive and then go on to become an associate justice in the Supreme Court, this is incredible. And not only do you see the rise of the Confederate Secret Service, but you're seeing an inside deal. I mean, you've got union people involved in this.
Yeah, well, a lot of radical Republicans were glad when Lincoln was assassinated because today he's looked on as sort of a demigod. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody loves the Lincoln of the King.
Right.
Strong, integrity, malice toward none, charity toward all. In reality, he was a slick Illinois politician. He was not the abolitionist that many people make him out today.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, they admitted West Virginia to the Union 6 months after the Emancipation Proclamation was promulgated. And it was admitted as a slave state, which kind of tells you slavery was okay with Lincoln as long as Massa was fighting for the Union.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Samuel Mitchum, always a pleasure. His brand new book, Retribution Conspiracy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end, and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.